Connecticut's two large electric utility companies have pushed back on a proposal that they pay compensation to customers if power is not restored within 72 hours. Lawmakers drafted the measure following the utility's response to Tropical Storm Isaias. WSHU's Abangudama reports.
The legislation would require that the utilities pay customers affected by extended power outages up to $1,000 in compensation for spoiled food and medications. The outages would have to affect up to 10% of the utility's customer base.
They ought to be sized accordingly for what the lack of performance is.
Anthony Marone is the CEO of United Illuminating, the state's second largest utility. He told lawmakers in the Energy and Technology Committee that the penalty is too severe.
I think as proposed there, to have a 10% exposure is just, you could put a company out of business, and I don't think that's what any of us want.
Jim Judge, the CEO of the state's largest utility, Eversource, warned that the high penalties might lead to higher utility bills for customers. It took Eversource more than 10 days to restore power to its customers after Isaias. Lawmakers are expected to consider the bill in a special session later this month. Ebong Udama, WSH News.